Betty, what are some of the major elements being discussed this year?
Well, this year, of course, we have the election coming up in November, so that'll be a very important part of it, and who should be our president. I think we'll also be talking about the new Elementary and Secondary Act, ESSA, and how that will impact our state and other states. I think changing the from No Child Left Behind to Every Child Succeeds is going to hopefully make a huge impact on our nation and how we see the whole child instead of pieces of the child and try to teach those. So I think those are big issues. I'm sure Common Core Park will also be discussed. And then, of course, we just do the governing of our union, and so we'll make some bylaw changes, some policy changes, and elect some new officials.
Assess for me how this is going with New Mexico's Education Department, working on having more collaboration with educators on changes that should be made in the view of the NEA. To education in New Mexico?
Well, as you're probably aware, it's not going very well at all. We don't seem to have much of a dialogue with our State Department or our governor, and I think that's hurting all of our children in the state. This new law says that we should have policyholders, stakeholders at the table, and it doesn't look like that invitation has been sent out. We have a small group of people who were there for other reasons, and now it looks like they're going to be the ones at the table. And that's fine as long as they are actually teachers, educators of some kind.
Of course, as you know, in other states, this has not been the case. In fact, recently, as you know, in Georgia, where there is a Republican governor, the state made sweeping changes, getting input from educators. And part of that was reducing the impact of standardized tests on teacher evaluations from 50% to 30% in Georgia. Give me your assessment of that, and could that be a model for New Mexico?
I think it could be. It seems like New Mexico tries to follow states that have actually failed. We followed the Tennessee model that failed in Tennessee. Now it seems that we're following the Louisiana sequence of events, and it failed in Louisiana. There are states we could be following, like Georgia and Oregon, where they're writing their own assessment, or Washington, where the teachers work directly with the governor and with the Department of Education. We really care about the children, and I think that the State Department and the governor does as well. But we've got to find a way to come together and talk about these issues and really work on meeting the needs of our children.
If you could ask New Mexico's elected officials for one thing that educators really need, in addition to this more collaborative approach, what would it be?
Respect us and allow us to teach. I think they would be so surprised if they took out all of the canned teaching and allowed teachers the creativity and the ability to teach the students in their classroom.
As you know, Betty, some would argue that part of that respect, and also part of making a difference for education in New Mexico, would involve funding and being able to be competitive with other states. An example in our area, in Las Cruces, the public schools here, under enormous budget stress, and a starting teacher makes $34,000 a year. Just to our neighbor there in El Paso, El Paso's independent school district, starting teachers make $44,000 a year, so $10,000 more. And, of course, no state income tax in Texas, so actually it's even more than that. Give me your assessment of this, and this is a dramatic difference, and some would say a real challenge that's not really being addressed by the state.
I agree, and I think that that's a huge issue, that teachers need to be paid a reasonable salary starting at the very beginning. But even more important than that is we've had mentor programs. We've had programs to really help teachers do well, and those have been cut. We've cut the mental health. We've cut food stamps for children who need them so much. So there's so much more in our state that's happening than just salaries that's hurting our children and our teachers. And we need to go back to what's more important in our state. We need to make sure that we're meeting the needs of all of our citizens, and that takes money.
At the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned the election, and of course, the NEA nationally has endorsed Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of concern among many different individuals around the country and organizations that for Hillary Clinton to win the presidency, turnout will be key. Tell me, in your view, how can this happen and how can educators help in this regard?
I think the big thing is educators need to get out there and vote. We showed in New Mexico that we can have a good turnout. Before the primary, we had an incredible turnout, and people really were out there voting. The other thing is we need to elect really good legislators for New Mexico, and so we have to be out there and be voting for our legislators, our education-friendly legislators. We can't have another year where all we do is toe the line and make sure that bad things don't happen. We need to start making good things happen for our students.
Speaking of the legislature, are there issues, and issues maybe even that you're discussing in Washington, D.C., that you would like to see be taken up by the legislature when they reconvene in January?
There is, and I think the big issue right now, like you said, is pay. We need to compensate all of our education employees in a way so that they aren't having to live on food stamps or aren't having to live at home with their parents so that they can teach and work on the buses and work in the cafeterias and be educational assistants. We really need to work on pay for educators. The other thing we need to do is to give them the time to teach in the classroom, give them the materials to use. I know last year several school districts didn't get their books until December, and that's too late. We need to make sure that every teacher walks into the classroom in August with the materials available to them. And we need to stop the ridiculous testing. We can't spend a whole year preparing for a test.
Okay. Betty Patterson, she is the president of the National Education Association New Mexico. Betty, it's been great having you with us.
Thank you. And you have some incredible leaders in Las Cruces, and I think that they're really taking on the mission of making a successful year for students. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.